AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. A Justice Department investigation's uncovered a host of civil rights violations by the Phoenix Police Department. Norman Hall has details.
The sweeping probe found police have a pattern of discrimination against Black, Hispanic, and Native American people, unlawfully detain homeless people, and use excessive force, including unjustified deadly force. Assistant Attorney General Kristen Clark.
Our findings are not based on any one incident or event, but on a comprehensive investigation.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego says city attorneys will review next steps, but the head of the police union called the investigation a farce and said putting the department under a consent decree will hurt officer morale. I'm Norman Hall.
A unanimous Supreme Court has preserved access to mifepristone, a medication used in nearly two-thirds of all U.S. abortions last year. The proposed ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas is raising hopes the eight-month war could soon end, but Karen Chamas reports no let-up yet.
Israeli airstrikes killed over 30 people in central Gaza overnight. Strikes targeted a United Nations-run school sheltering displaced Palestinian families. Israel claimed the school was being used as a Hamas compound. Meanwhile, Israel's military released footage of Israeli soldiers operating inside Gaza. I'm Karen Chamas.
Wholesale prices declined in May. Mortgage rates eased again, a 30-year now averaging 6.95%. The S&P and the NASDAQ again finished at new highs. And Tom Krischer reports Tesla shareholders have voted to restore CEO Elon Musk's $44.9 billion pay package.
Musk wants the pay package in part for the money. It's an all-stock pay package, but he also wants to get up to a 25% stake in the company. He says that he needs that to develop artificial intelligence at Tesla and threatened that he might move AI development to another one of his companies if he doesn't get a 25% stake.
This is AP News. Residents of a sports-rich, historically Black Miami neighborhood are pushing back against threats to its heritage. Saka Magani has the story.
Tucked amid Miami's most affluent areas, Coconut Grove.
You're talking about true history of South Florida.
Home to people who shaped the city's culture, like Charles Gibson's grandfather, one of Miami's first Black commissioners, and star athletes like Olympic gold medalist Gerald Tinker.
Coconut Grove is known for sports.
But after years of economic neglect and now residential gentrification, much of the Grove's Black heritage is gone, and the once thriving sports leagues that developed NFL stars Amari Cooper, Frank Gore, and others have dwindled.
Neighborly respect is different because the neighborhood is different.
Nichelle Haymore is among those trying to save it through economic development. I'm Sagar Magani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Did you know that if you are 20 years old now, there's a chance your great-grandparents might have met thanks to computer dating?
Did you know that under their main tongue, lemurs have another tongue?
I did know that because you and I, Andy, and I'm James, are hosts of the podcast No Such Thing as a Fish, a British podcast all about facts.
That's right. We have two other co-hosts, Dan and Anna. Every week, we tell you a selection of the most amazing, hilarious, bizarre, wonderful information that you've never heard before. It happens every week, and it's called No Such Thing as a Fish.
Find it wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, what's all this about computer dating?